7:30. And dude, I ended up there till like midnight. The owner like of the place happened to be there that night. And dude, they were just like, we were just drinking sake and getting all fucking hammered and eating like different shit like as like the night progressed.
Right.
It's fucking awesome. And then, but what, this is where I was getting at. So in the end, by the end, I was saying like a three prayer to Buddha. And fucking.
Oh, fuck. Sake did that, huh?
Yeah.
Yep. What's that, rice wine?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's what that is. It's like a rice wine or a rice beer. Oh, no, there's a beer, too.
That sounds pretty good.
Sake?
Warm sake?
Hot
sake?
Dude.
Yeah, yeah.
It really warms the soul.
You ever had hot sake?
No, but I was at Sushi Joe's after the. I got dropped off at the airport, and I was killing time till Kyle got done, and they were like, hot sake? Dude, I thought about it, but after you just said what you just said, I'm glad I didn't get that.
No, you don't want to mess with none of that.
None of that hot sake. Oh, yeah, dude. You know what I had? I had their Japanese beer, and I can't think of the darn name. Yeah,
exactly. That's what
but,
I'm thinking of.
But it said...
It starts with an I,
imported,
right?
From Canada. Product of Wisconsin, like something in Wisconsin. And I'm like... They're Japanese beer. So I was like, this is crazy. So I Googled it, and it said Japan's number one beer.
I feel like it's like Ichiban or something like that.
Yeah, it sounds like Ichiban.
Yeah, yeah. It was...
Something close.
It was pretty good, though. It was pretty good.
Yeah, I know. I've had those, too. There's hot and cold sake, though, so I'm getting the two mixed up.
All right. You guys want to talk about these turkeys?
Oh, yeah. Kyle, your favorite turkey experience.
My favorite turkey experience.
Or your most... You know, intense, whatever it is to you.
Huh.
I don't know. You see.
It's kind of hard. I mean,
it's a long story.
The first one's always exciting, but the last one was pretty cool at the creek.
Oh, really?
Yep. Yep. Yeah, that was.
Well, let's hear it.
I got up to my little spot and.
Hold on. When is this? How long ago?
Was that a week ago?
So this is just last week you killed him?
Yep. No, was it 2 weeks? It was 2 weeks ago. And I was calling, and it late in the day, and I was, I don't know, probably a good 7-8 miles from camp, and fell asleep. Couldn't really sleep the night before. It was cold, and didn't really have a sleeping bag. And I woke up, and there was some gobblers chasing each other, and I called to them, and I heard a hen behind me, and they went around to the hen, and they didn't come close to me, and I kept calling, and I saw a hen coming, and I was, you know, rolled on my belly, and I was laying down through a bunch of ferns, couldn't really see to my right, and I started calling to them, and the hen's calling back and forth, and they came back, and they're working their way towards me, and I figured the gobbler is going to be in tow, and popped out like 5 feet in front of me, and I pulled the trigger real quick, and the gun didn't go off. I had a... A light primer strike.
Yeah.
A what?
A light primer strike.
A light primer strike.
Yeah, it was a Mossberg. And it
so
was
you, oh, okay, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you blame it on the gun, but not the ammunition?
Maybe a little both.
Did you look at like the primer?
Yeah, it was slightly dented.
No, I asked the same question. I heard the story on the way into the...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, into the hunt. And I said the same thing. I was like, was it the ammo or the gun? Like, it's a Mossberg.
Yeah, it's a moss turd.
So how is that your favorite story? That doesn't seem to make any sense. Because
it gets better.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And so this long beard pops out, and you know, like primer strike, like I said, and then he walks away, kind of figures out something's going on, and as he disappeared, I was still laying on my stomach. I could see the hens, and I started yelping and used the yelping to cover sound of me pumping my gun, and I seen a little red head moving through the ferns, and I shot it. And I figured it was one of the long beards, and I walked over there, and it was a Jake.
Oh, I love it.
Wait, hold on a second. I got to do this. Since we're outside at a campfire, Kyle, reenact this yelping with pumping this Mossberg here.
I don't have a call.
No, I want to hear your mouth, because you got one of the best mouths. We're going to talk about that in a little bit then.
All right, so I'm going to... The gun is clear. I'm just going to reenact it, how it pretty much went. Gun's clear in safe direction. And here come the hen. Here they come. I'm laying on my belly. Longbeard pops out. I freeze a little bit. Tense up a little bit. Kind of scared. I just react on instinct. Boom, baby. So I hit him with that, and he's sitting there, and he disappears. And all of a sudden, I just. And I seen the redhead and said, second time, you're done. Boom, Jake. So that was my excitement.
So
I wasn't the bird I wanted, but I thought it was funny and it was exciting.
So hold on. Did you guys see how slow he pumped the action there?
Yeah, I don't know what he was. What were you doing?
So no, that's what I was thinking too, but he was reenacting what happened. And I wasn't even thinking of this. I just figured he's just like, yep, yep, you know, re-rocket, yep, yep.
Yeah.
But he was like, do that one more time. That was pretty cool. It's like you can listen to it.
That's pretty slick.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah.
All right, real quick. Quick pop quiz. Can you dry fire a shotgun?
I was always told that as long as it wasn't a rimfire, it was fine. Isn't that what you were told?
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I always thought.
But a lot of people don't know that, so don't dry fire your 22 rim fires. But yeah, dude,
I didn't know that.
That was pretty sick, man. No, seriously, I would in that instance, I would have probably panicked and like racked the shell and like jumped up, and you just sat there, cool, calm, and collective. Like
you got a
were you thinking out. How I was thinking too? And you still killed a turkey after you had the what'd you call it, a light primer strike?
Yep, just a light indent on the primer. What's your favorite turkey experience?
Are you asking me or Craig?
Who's starting?
Should we go clockwise or counterclockwise?
I want to hear Craig's.
Craig?
Actually, let me go, because we'll leave Craig as the cliffhanger as a guest. Kyle's been with our outdoor group, Craig. I didn't even tell you about it, Serviceide, since...
He told me about it. I heard about it.
Oh, you have heard about it?
Yeah.
Yeah, since 10 years ago. So last January, we started this podcast called Whitetail Theories. So obviously tonight we're talking about turkeys at turkey camp, but... typically it's about whitetails and theories behind it. So I do think tonight, like just talking about the stuff we are though, we're going to come up with some good tactics to share, just like Kyle did with, you know, how to slowly reload the gun. I mean, you literally had to eject that shell out.
Yep.
And bring a whole shell back in, you know?
Yep.
So that was actually pretty cool.
It really speaks to the, you know, light hit of a Mossberg.
So, and then we got Craig here. I just met Craig today. So we all have tags for turkey, and I don't know who's gonna kill the first bird tomorrow. That's what I want to know.
I'd be really cool if you shot one, yeah. But I'd be much more excited if I shot one.
I'll hope it's not me. God, I hope I don't shoot one tomorrow.
You don't want to be done yet.
I just don't feel like shooting a turkey tomorrow, that's for sure.
So, as a resident, how long is your tag good for?
I got the lifetime license, so I don't...
Okay.
I bought that thing and just got it over with, I'd say.
Yeah.
Well, like, you know, I did it however many years ago, but it takes a little while before, like, you pay it off.
Yeah.
But it's a good idea to do it.
10 years, right? It's $1,000 now, isn't it? If you're young.
Yep.
It's like under 6, 8.
You don't have a lifetime, Kyle?
No, I never did. Okay. I always wanted one, but I never did, and I know.
I would totally do that.
Well, when I was younger, I just never thought of it, and I know that, I think it was, who was the last governor? What was his name?
Oh, Rick Scott.
Rick Scott. He did a deal if you were under like 17, yeah. You could get a license at half off.
Dude, really who needs to be doing it is like the parents of the kids. That's who should be doing it.
Right,
it's like
$200.
Because it's like $300,
yeah.
I want to say.
That's a great thing.
If you're like under 2, you get it for like...
Right.
When Rick Scott did that deal, like it was a hell of a deal. I hope there was a lot of people that did that.
Well, I mean, think about it though. Like if you have a lifetime license, right? Mm-hmm. Like the trouble with hunting right now is getting people in the woods by and large. Obviously, yeah. You're never going to say that because we're hunting public land, and like the less people in a way, the better.
This is my thought about that is like people might come out here, let's just say, and have a bad experience, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what made that a bad experience? First off, Secondly, why the hell did you quit at that point? Anyway, if that's like your mindset, then you shouldn't be hunting, I would say.
Makes sense? Yeah, for sure. For sure.
So, like, what the other thing to look at is, like, if something bad happens that you at least picture bad in your mind, go ahead and make it something good. And that's pretty much it.
Yeah. Perspective.
Yeah, I mean, it's perspective. Like, mm-hmm. So, like, you know, there's just a lot of shit that happens that you're like, it could be bad or it could be good, right? You know, so.
Yeah.
But I think that's what keeps people away from hunting a lot of times. I swear. Dude, like, do you guys remember throughout your hunting careers, like, just shit that, like, pissed you off or, like, whatever it was?
Yeah, made you want to quit?
Yeah, exactly. So, like, you just don't do that, and it becomes that.
All right, now, guys, here we are. Compound
Friday,
that, though.
We're camping out, and we're out here doing it.
We're doing it, right? But, yeah. like, Kerry, how old are you?
34 today.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, appreciate
we
it.
We didn't even say happy birthday. Happy birthday, Craig.
Happy birthday, Craig.
I think that might be a good name for this podcast. Craig's birthday.
Yeah, man.
Turkey hunt. You got to kill a... Oh, man, you should have killed a bird today, huh?
Yeah, come on, Craig.
I slept in this morning.
It's Friday.
You did sleep in.
Yeah.
I got to meander the turkey woods around today, and as you guys all know, and a lot of my friends, I'm, like, deathly afraid of snakes. And so I was, like, tiptoeing around. I probably put about 6 miles on the old crispy boots. And, yeah, but I didn't see any snakes. It was good.
Put another log on the fire. Sorry.
That's all right. Yeah. So we're literally sitting next to a campfire. You can hear it crackling now. Yep. It's warm. That's good. Where were we going?
Dropped.
What's that?
The temperature dropped for sure.
It definitely dropped. That was like 91.
I think it's like moisture setting in potentially a little bit too.
All that dew.
Yeah. Feels like it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I said about pulling the tents away from this palmettos a little bit. But... It'll be all right.
It all depends on, yeah, exactly. They'll drip. They'll just drip right, concentrate it right under the tent.
It'll just drip right on there.
But we'll be all right. I think we'll make it and we'll live. Kyle's got shakers.
But I think back to the
he's
hunting.
He's got shakers bad.
Yeah, he has bad shakers.
Oh, yeah, shit.
But back to the hunting thing. I think now, like, you're 34, right? So happy birthday, like I said.
Yeah.
I'll be 33 in September. Kyle, how old are you now?
I turned 29 on the 17th.
Oh, man, you were getting up there.
Yep.
So the point is, though, like, we're, like, the last generation to grow up, like, with and without phones.
Right.
Craig's over here just doing a fly down. No big deal. He's ready. He's going to start cackling at the moon here. We got, like, a full moon. This is sweet. Yeah. Got, like, that little ambient light there.
Don't need a lamp.
No.
So, like, we're, like, the last of that generation to grow up without that kind of stuff, right? So now you have these young kids.
Oh, man, I know.
We are. Right. When did you first get a cell phone?
I think I was like almost 18.
Yep.
So you were basically out of high school.
Yeah.
Yep.
When did you get yours?
17 or 18. I remember.
17, and you're how many years younger than Craig? 5 years younger than Craig, and you didn't get yours till that age too. Like, it wasn't even normal. My parents told me, like, oh, not till you're 16. I was like one of those, like, lucky kids that they got a family plan. So I was like 15.
Yeah.
And that was unheard of. Like, dude, you're like 15, you got a
If I had a cell Nokia, phone when I was 16, I remember it was like the parents' phone.
Exactly. So now, guys, imagine the young kids that are starting to get into hunting, right?
Yeah.
And what their attention span is because they've been glued to this freaking little 4-inch box in their hand, you know?
I think you're right probably about that, actually. Because, like, I just see that could happen to people for sure.
Right. So then
some
you
people
get,
don't want to hunt, though. Like, that's another thing. Like, they do just, not
well,
want to hunt.
Well, there's,
they
there's
be
a lot of...
as a hunter.
Well, that's another part of it, too. Like, I'm just saying, there's people out there that I think what they're supposed to do is be glued to that. Like, I'm not saying that... I mean, don't get me wrong. Come one, come all. You know what I mean? That whole thing. But, like, I just... Some people, it's like... Imagine trying to pry them away from the screen, you know what I mean? Like, they're just not going to do it.
No,
they're not. But that's what I'm saying. Like, that's growing up with that's ruined that, right? And then here's the other factor too. Like, okay, how many, like, who got you into hunting?
My dad.
Your dad. Does he still hunt?
Yeah.
He still hunts.
He tries to anyway. He's got Parkinson's, but, like,
Kyle, who got you into hunting?
I actually learned on my own.
You learned on your own.
Yep.
And my dad and my grandpa got me into it, right? But I think that we're a lot of that last generation. And then you have new guys like Kyle they get into it on their own. But guess what? There's like no knowledge out there really to do. There's a lot of knowledge how to be a better hunter.
You know what sure. I used to do?
But
there's
no knowledge how to get new people into hunting. No, and that's another reason that it's like,
well,
dwindling.
I like the way that I look at it too is like, you know, your experiences in life. What do you want them to be? Hey, you know what I mean? Like, do you want to put yourself into a situation where there's something that you want to happen, or do you want to like not do that? So, like,
right.
If you want to shoot a turkey tomorrow,
right?
What better spot to be in? You know what I mean?
I think we found some good spots.
Yeah, you know what I mean? But like, I just mean like, in the sense of glued to a screen and not going turkey hunting tomorrow. Like,
yeah, right.
I'm not saying we're shooting a turkey tomorrow. Jeez.
No.
Take that pressure off
of me. What's the old adage? You can't kill him from the couch, huh?
Well, you could be on your couch right now and still shooting a turkey tomorrow, but...
Well, that's... Like, right, we don't have to be camping out in...
No.
Right.
We're 20 minutes
away. But hey, you know, we did a little scouting this afternoon.
Did you saw that one bird? What was it? What do you think it was? Do you think it was a
turkey.
Gobbler?
Yeah, I think so. You guys didn't see it?
We didn't see it, man.
It was either a gobbler or a buzzard. That's for sure.
Okay, there's a big difference there. It's this new fact. Hold on a second. Hold on. It could have been a buzzard. And we're thinking about going there to start the morning when there's like this awesome other spot where...
It's where someone shot a turkey.
I'll fully embrace that I think I saw a turkey first off. Like, I would say pretty certain. Usually a buzzard when it flies out of a tree.
Slow wings.
Slow, and it ain't going down, and more often than not, that ain't gonna be a buzzard doing what that thing was doing.
All right, so hold on.
That was a turkey darting.
What was that turkey doing? What was that, an hour and a half before dark?
I was at a tree. Those things are in trees.
How early are they in the trees?
Well, they got these wings that just fly right on up.
No, how early? At night?
All the time.
So they're like, there's a lot of times they're on the ground and they go up in a tree for a while.
I've seen them tree hop last week, and I was hunting and I missed a bird. I taught my girlfriend. I used a sight call.
Oh, tree hop too.
Yep. And
okay.
They
hold
scattered,
on
and all of a sudden I heard her cackling. I looked up and I'm like, that's up in the tree, and she was up in the tree looking around, making sure everything was safe.
Are you saying they tree hop to like just get over terrain or to like, get away from stuff or what?
Probably both. I mean, it's a safety thing for them. Think about how much more you can see when you're in a tree stand.
Right.
Exactly.
So let's roll this back now. So what the heck was that turkey doing in the tree by the road? Was he alerting other turkeys or hunters, or are they that smart?
I don't think he was putting or nothing.
I don't know what they do. Kyle was freaking...
No, I wouldn't know.
I was.
We were. Wait, I want to get in his vocalizations at some point, but not yet. But hold on. I want to hear. So... What was that turkey doing there? I want to hear what you're like. So the podcast is Whitetail Theories, right?
Right.
But this is a turkey. Right. This is a turkey theory. So what was that bird doing? What was his mission? Why was he in the tree?
There's an owl hooting over here. He was watching. I'd say he was watching.
Probably heard us coming.
He could have done that.
Maybe, okay. Maybe. Now, what do you think it was?
I think maybe heard us coming, or maybe he's just early to the roost. They're birds. They do weird things.
Okay, I got this other theory now, right? So on that road, we saw tracks and stuff, right?
Like people or
in the sand, turkey tracks, triple toe.
Oh yeah.
Right. So you had that sighting, and we saw that. So that helps put that together. But now, this is a total theory, right? But I think there might be some validity to it. Is it possible he's up there watching for hens to cross the road so you can jump down, and because they're not real vocal right now?
Yeah,
could he just be perched up looking for hens?
Of course.
Now watch what happens, right? You're a hunter and you're like meep, 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 right? He's up there like getting a little hard on, you know, and then like all of a sudden hunter steps out around the turn.
Yeah,
so he never gobbled because he didn't have to.
No. Yeah.
And do you think that actually ambushing these like fire breaks and stuff like that, right?
Yeah,
is a good opportunity, but you have to get in like at nighttime and then entice him in off his limb. So like if you have tighter stuff, like where I was hunting today, right? A lot of spots were really wide open on those fire breaks and there's nothing around. So maybe like get in like a pinch point.
For sure. Pinch points are a definite thing.
Do you guys do that stuff, or is that just a crazy theory?
No, that's a thing to do.
Especially the woods that we hunted a few weekends ago. It's all big ponds, and when it's wet, it forces them to walk through those little funnels.
This is also where, like, heavy scouting comes into play. But, you know, how much heavy scouting can a person do?
Right. Yeah. But think about it now, right? Like, so you start finding tracks. Yeah. Like, we found tracks today, right? I walked 6 miles, which really isn't a lot, but because I was sitting and doing some different stuff, but I wasn't just walking, right? But I didn't really see too much for fresh tracks at all.
Mm-hmm.
Today, we're doing our scouting, and we saw several different spots. So it's like, if they're not there, you can't kill them. But like, But think about what a turkey does, right? So like, the gobblers are up in the trees, and they're gobbling and letting the hens know where they're at, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the hens throughout the day, they're just out foraging. Like, they're not flocked up right now. So he's just trying to, like, just take every opportunity that he can get, right?
Sure.
So, like, when you're, like, walking around too much, and that's what a lot of the guys mess up, and that's what I did today. I was trying to scout, and I was trying to locate. Like, I think that our best plan of attack is finding, like, the pinch points and setting up and just sparingly call, because he's out there hunting around for the hens. And you're out there enticing him.
Yeah.
You know, but that's the part about turkey hunting, like, nobody gets excited about, like, it's so just sitting there.
I did a hunt out here.
Okay.
Where I sat daylight to dark in the one spot. Like,
really?
2 weeks ago.
Man, that, what'd you see?
Nothing.
How often did you call? Nothing. Did you call too much?
No. Like,
that's where I mess up.
I probably called, on average, I'd say once every hour.
That's it?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's about perfect.
That is perfect, but how many people can wait there for an hour and then call?
Yeah.
Nobody.
But I would hear stuff.
And an old boss gobbler, he's like, dude, that's something's not right.
Oh, and there was turkeys gobbling. Like, there was turkeys.
Just didn't want to play the game.
I did a little more calling early, you know
when they were talking, but they weren't doing it.
But, like, when they shut up, I did, too. Like,
that's the best thing, dude. Curiosity. Yeah.
They hit the roost. And
that's crazy they never made it over, because usually if they're gobbling, they know you're there. They'll check, like, because the hens go and lay an egg. How do they do in Florida?
That meant to me that they already had hens.
Mm-hmm.
They had hens, like, where they were at. That's what I think happened.
Right. I mean, he was telling you to come to him. Right. And this is just his little region.
Yeah, however, exactly.
So maybe the next time you go into that, maybe that's his territory, and they're just kind of in there.
Well, that's where until they get bumped out.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay, so turkey theory, right? How territorial are turkeys? Because, like, this is tens of thousands. How many acres is this? Thousands of acres.
It's a lot.
I don't even know. I just don't know.
It's got to be a couple thousand acres.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe not tens of thousands, but it's huge.
It's
tens of thousands.
It's tens of thousands.
Yeah.
And it's flat, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like, most people don't even know how to navigate to hunt this. They just think, oh, it's all the same. But, like, it's not. Like, you have different terrain features. You have different groves of trees. You have different food sources. You have different areas that are wetter, so you have more, like, fresh offshoots and stuff.
Yeah.
And that's what I see over here compared to where I was at today. Like, it's like a little swampier. Would you, like, you guys agree with that?
Yeah. Elevation change is big here. I mean, it's not big.
It's not just, but it's flat.
It's a slow gradient is all you need.
Yeah. Right.
Like, for water to settle.
Right.
And deer hunting out here, I mean, Craig knows. I mean, you come out here now and everything looks beautiful, and you go to this beautiful bottom, and you can guarantee it come archery season, it's probably waist deep. Or deeper, and you're not going in there. I mean, the roads turn into water up to your knees pretty much the whole way to your stand, and you come out here, it's beautiful and dry, and everything's popping, and you can't really
totally
tell
different.
The elevation changes unless you kind of know the vegetation, like what type of trees grow where.
It's a weird thing to think of.
Yeah. It's almost impossible
so then,
to pattern them.
So then your thought goes to, okay, so do I got to go really far back, or do I got to go up close, or just in between? Okay, well, you just learned that you can go anywhere you want to.
Yep.
But you got to find their food sources, right? So what's that? Are they everywhere here?
They're everywhere. It's hard.
They can live anywhere and just kind of browse.
All I honestly try to do with them is find them.
Yeah. That's what it is.
That's what, like, don't get me wrong, the food source thing is a good one when you're going to sit there and, like, try and wait one out.
Right.
Like,
but if the food's everywhere, you can't really pinpoint them to wait.
Well, no, there's certain spots where they'll go do certain things, like,
yeah.
Like, without a doubt. But is it going to happen that day? I don't know.
How do you do your, like, when you go to find them? Are you walking around, or are you just, like, getting a saddle for a vantage point and looking and then going to that spot? Are you just scouting pretty much, still hunting?
Yeah, it's all, it's a combination of hearing them and seeing them and seeing sign, and I would say years worth of, like, where have you seen them, maybe, like, in certain spots.
Spending often. Time in the woods.
Like, yeah. I mean, all you can do is analyze it in the terms of, like, statistics, right?
Sure.
Like, so it's like, if you've gone out to this place however many times, and you've seen, I just heard one gobble.
I burped a little bit.
That's amazing. All right. You know what? Speaking of gobbles, let's get back to that. So let me tell my, I'm going to tell you my favorite story. Actually, I'll be honest with you. I have so many favorite stories, and I've told a couple already. So I'm going to tell you one of my favorites I've never told before.
Nice.
And then I'm sure we'll go down some other rabbit trail there. That was good. That was awesome. and then we'll close with your best turkey story.
It works, Craig. For me. Yeah, I don't give a shit.
So a couple years ago, I was out in Ohio, and ironically, I was out there to look at a deer hunting lease. Okay, it had to be like April or May because it was turkey season, right? And so my dad and I came out, another guy joined the lease, and we had a whole bunch of stuff to do because we pulled all of the tree stands that we had at a lease in Illinois. We pulled all those and then brought them to Ohio. So we had to like unload them and do all this stuff. Well, I'm in Ohio and I got invited from a friend that lives out there to run down to Kentucky. Yeah. Run down to Kentucky and do a turkey hunt with my friend's brother. So I was like, dude, that sounds awesome. So I was like, okay, so what's the logistics on this? He's like, well, he's like, come out. He says, come out to my house, which is, you know, from the new lease is like a 40, 45 minute drive. He's like, come out to my house and then we'll get up early and we'll head down to Kentucky to meet my brother to hunt, right? So, man, I got up, I think it was like 3 o'clock in the morning. It was something crazy because
I love a cold soda.
That's right. Ice cold beverage.
Cowboy.
So we had to get up super early though, to get down to Kentucky to be there on time. So like basically I ended up getting to bed sometime after midnight because I went over and then we're just kind of hanging out. You know, we're old college buddies. Catching up, and I was like, dude, we gotta go to bed. So we had like 2 hours of sleep, got up, drove down to Kentucky. So we met with my friend's brother, and he's like, all right guys, he's like, you know, he's all pumped up we're there. He's like, I got this awesome piece of ground. He's like, I haven't hunted in a while, but he's like, I'm telling you, you're gonna see more turkeys than you ever seen before. And like, dude, I'm like jacked up. And this is a couple years ago, and you know, I feel like I know a lot about turkeys because I've been running and gunning stuff since I'm 12. And, you know, at this point, it's at least 10 years of turkey hunting, you know? And, so I'm like, okay, so like, I'm thinking like, what's the catch to getting in all these turkeys? I'm like, so is it you know, private, this, that, the other? So it was a private farm. So that really definitely helped. But I was like, how are we going to do it? There's three of us. Like, what's the strategy? Like, there's three of us. I bought a non-resident Kentucky tag to hunt for one day. Like,
right.
Put me on a bird, dude. Like, but yeah. What's the plan? We're all trying to kill. Like, my buddy had an out-of-state tag, too. He's like, we're just going to sit there. I'm not going to call. I'm like, we're just going to sit there and you're not going to call. He's like, yeah. I'm like, what do you mean? So he's like, you'll see. So now I'm, like, stressed out about this. I'm like, what? Like, how are we doing this? Like, I've never heard of turkey hunting and not calling. So we go in on this nice, it was a really greened up little field. And we get up on this fence row, and we all pick a seat, and we're spaced out no further than the three of us right now around this campfire, right? And we're sitting there, and the sky just lights up. There's gobble and gobble and gobble. I never heard so many birds just gobbling, and it was all along the edge of this field, right? So it starts getting daylight, and birds start pitching down, and they're pitching down to limbs, and some are pitching down to the ground, and others are up there flapping their wings, and there's just birds gobbling and hammering, and like my heart is racing. And with this full moon, it's about this bright in the morning right now when I'm seeing like this start, like this commotion just starting to happen, right? So it gets a little lighter, and the birds start hitting the field, and then you start seeing gobblers coming out and they're starting to strut, and it's like first thing, right? And we're sitting there and like I am so freaking tired. Like we just got up on 2 hours of sleep. I was doing stuff all day, you know, with tree stands and stuff, came out there, and like it's like boom, like this shot of adrenaline. I'm like, I'm wide awake, right? So I'm like sitting there thinking like, how are we gonna do this? I'm like, whisper, what are we doing? We're gonna count to three. Like, you know, there's all these birds out in the field. So
yeah, that sounds pretty fun.
Dude, I'm telling you, this is wild. So I'm sitting there and all of a sudden these two, I'd say they're 2.5-year-old birds. You got decent beards, you know, not like the biggest beard in the world, but they're not Jake's, right? Mm-hmm. They come running up along this fence row and they look me in the white of the eyes. These two birds are as close as I am to you, Craig and Kyle. They see me and like they see my eyes and they turn inside out and it's and the whole field. And we're like, what do we do? What do we do? And so my buddy's brother's like, all right, on the count of three. One, two, boom! And three freaking guns go off. And I just see freaking turkeys hit the deck. And I'm like, holy crap. So for a second I thought there was four birds that went down because, you know, their wings are so big. And, you know, and there's all this like scatter. Yeah. And I'm like, hold on, don't shoot. I was like, I think we might have hit four, right? So I look over to the left and there's two birds laying there, two long beards, and look back to the right and I see a bird start flapping its wings and they're like, shoot, shoot. And I'm like, no, I think there's another one. Like, let it get away. Well, it turned out that wasn't the case. There was only ever three of them. Hmm. And that bird ran to the edge of the field and started flapping its wings. So they go over and pick up their birds. I'm like, all right, I'm gonna go in this woods and find it. And it turns out right on the edge of that field, right, we're on this fence row, yeah, real skinny fence row, and right on the edge of that field, all these big trees, there's a freaking cliff, and it's like at least 60 foot. It just straight down into lush green freaking briars, you know.
The turkey's like, I'm going, no, I'm like, going.
Yeah, dude, it was so tough, man. I was like, what do you do? How do you track it? You know, it was gone. You know, yeah, it opened its wings, and he was gone. And, you know, so that's this hunt, I actually never killed a bird on, but one of the top.
So you never got it.
I never got it. And I went back to Ohio and like I bought that tag, yeah, and like I hunted for 30 minutes, yeah, you know, and I bought, oh, yeah, that out of state tag and I did that.
Well,
hey, and that was one of the top, I'm telling you, one of the top hunts I ever did. Like it just, yeah, seeing all that activity and we, oh, didn't, yeah, make a sound, and it was, but like he figured out where the birds were at, where they roosted, you know, the birds had, oh, yeah, protection with the cliff to jump away.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, it's so wild, but there's not many people that would ever relate to that. So
sure,
you know,
yeah, no, because it can totally not be an experience like that. It can be nothing even close to that. So you put yourself in a hell of a great spot, I'd say.
Yeah, it was awesome. I haven't been invited back since. Actually, might have to make a phone call. I got the dude. Now that I'm down here, it's like, it's March still, right? And we're turkey hunting, like. We don't open turkey until the first week of May in Pennsylvania this year.
Jeez.
It's been open for...
March 6th.
Yep, March 6th. But youth hunt wasn't...
That's wild.
Yeah, it was actually before that.
I guess like South Carolina stuff are open.
Mm.
Yeah, so it starts working its way up. Yeah.
Do you feel like a lot of other places or seasons open too late or too early?
Too late? What do you mean?
Too late. I don't know. I don't only have...
And they end too soon.
Yeah.
I get what you're saying there.
What do you get, 30 days? That's it. Need more days.
You get 30 days of a rest between seasons?
No, we get, what's turkey season for us in this zone? It's what, 30 days, right?
Oh, that's how ours is.
Oh, it's terrible. I want 40, I want 50, I want 60.
I know we do, but...
You gotta go elsewhere.
But I think at the end of the day, man...
Gotta keep going north.
If they just left it open all year, you'd start mowing the turkeys down, wouldn't you?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
No, they're... And when it's not turkey season.
Kyle, how about all the gobblers we rode up on?
Yeah, yep. And how many have you seen at your property now?
We rolled up on a flock of probably, what, 7 or 8 gobblers?
Yep. And having...
And Kyle was like, geez, look at that. And we're like, yep. And then I'm like, well, hopefully here during turkey season. Turkey season? Not 8 gobblers. That's for sure. But, you know,
all right,
that's the way it goes.
I got another I got another turkey theory for you. So you guys all see freaking birds during deer season and stuff,
If it was season, would we have shot them? Or was it season?
It was season, but you didn't want to. But
oh, okay, yeah, that's right.
What I was saying was, in turkey season, we don't. I mean, you see turkeys because they're out strutting; they have to come out to the open.
Yeah, spring turkey hunting is awesome.
But in the
fall time, turkey hunting is pretty cool. Yeah, but
well, that's what I want to. That's what I want to say. What I want to ask. Right. So
there's a technique there too.
Sure. Oh, you might have a point with that. But
they're in flocks.
Well, that's how they are in Pennsylvania. They're in flocks.
That's just like what.
So
they do.
That's what I want to say. So like, okay, in the fall, and I know you guys open your archery season in freaking July. So I don't know what that would do with this, but you know, we open up in the fall, and in archery season, like, it's like, oh, you see a bunch of turkeys at a spot, but like, does that mean that that same turkey group's going to be there come spring?
Absolutely not. But this was in like January.
Well, that's what I wanted to ask. That's So this is January. Is that a fact that they move?
I would, they definitely move. I mean, it's just the way it goes. But that was
in January. How far do they move? I'm just trying to pick your brain here.
Like, what's their range?
Yeah.
Man.
Whenever it's dry, that's where they go.
I don't even know.
That applies to Florida, though.
Yeah, I mean, when it's wet, they move around too. But
so is that a big? But I mean, you see there's science swamp,
on
though,
that.
Right?
There's science on that of like a turkey's home range.
Yeah.
There's science on it, but I don't know it.
Right.
Yep. But okay.
So maybe,
it is
more of a science than a fact than a theory.
They've radio collared turkeys.
Certainly. Like.
Is there studies on that?
Oh, I'm sure. There's got to be.
They banded a few around here. They got actually like bands, like a duck band, and it's
really.
Yep. It's for study purposes.
But what we did have happen on that.
I would love
same...
to see that. Have you ever read it or saw it?
Yeah, I've seen pictures of people shooting them.
No. The study, the data.
Oh, no, I haven't.
Could you imagine the data on that?
This year,
how they do it.
On that piece of property, we did, like, have one gobbler come in and we got one off of there. So, it's not like a complete loss, but.
Yeah. No, that did good.
And I invited Kyle to go because he didn't shoot those gobblers the other day.
Oh, I wanted to so bad.
Yeah. Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah, we were getting firewood and I saw them little redheads poking through the bush.
Dude,
and I said,
little velociraptor.
He's like, no, save them till spring. And I let them go. Yeah. It was fall season, too.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
Oh, so you could have shot them in fall, but you just let them go.
Yeah, I mean, I
don't,
like
it doesn't, I don't do
same.
That either.
That's what I'm saying. It's just not the same.
Dude, that's awesome to hear that. So, like, I literally don't in the fall.
Have you shot turkeys in the fall?
It's not the same. Never.
Yeah, I have. It's just not the same.
I've never done it.
You're shooting a deer. You're like, oh, okay.
That's why it's not, is that why it's not as popular to do it in the fall? Or is it popular
in
the fall?
You can do it in a fun way in the fall, but it's not the same.
Is it breaking the flock? Is that what you're going to say?
No, it's the same old interaction stuff, but it's usually like winter time first off, and like their main thing is feed at that point. So then what you're doing there is you're just sitting on feed and there they come. And
well, you ambush them, but you guys ever try to ambush a turkey from a tree? It's like impossible.
From a tree?
Yeah.
I've shot them from dirt mounds.
No, I'm talking about being in a tree stand. How close do turkeys get to you ever?
How about this? Do you ever try deer hunting off the ground?
Well, we're getting back into whitetail theories now. And I'm starting to really dig hunting whitetails from the ground. I killed my mountain buck this year from the ground, and I loved every second of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Maybe that's why I like turkey hunting so much.
You're moving, you know? You're active. Mm-hmm. You're not just sitting there.
Yeah. It's weird how it can happen.
I'm at the point now I love to walk around and hunt.
Right.
I love that. I don't like the ambush as much, you know? And if you learn how to, like, creep around and stuff, and you can, where, like, the thing is, you got to know in your heart there's animals there. And if you actually hunt, like, I know there's an animal in there.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, it is so fun.
Yeah.
But a lot of people just walk into the woods, right, these new hunters and stuff that don't know, and then they're just blasting through. They're like, yeah, I went hunting, I didn't see nothing. It's like, dude, you don't even know how to hunt, and you have to learn.
Mm.
What does it mean to know how to hunt? How do you think people interpret that?
I don't think people know that. They think it's just knowing the laws.
You think people... I remember when I
started... I believe
that,
Kyle.
You might be right about
that. I believe
that. I'm just saying,
there's very few people that actually think about hunting and the act of hunting and, like, overcoming the animal. Like, not many people think about that stuff.
I mean,
it's true.
It's easy just to say something like, oh, yeah, they just... It's their wind. You know, as long as they don't blow, you know, smell you or... It's like, yeah.
No, it's easier to say something than...
There's way more to that, dude. That's one aspect of hunting where you know that they're at and you expect them to come through. You know what I mean?
This is what I say.
But people don't think that way.
If it's so easy or if it's so this or it's so that, go do it. Make it happen. Let's see that part of it. That's what I say. Right? I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I agree. Wait, did you guys hear that gobble?
I didn't burp that time.
Yep. All right, Craig, let's hear it. Let's hear it. I'm going to hear your best turkey story.
I love this story.
Good. I don't know this story. I knew Kyle, so this is going to be better.
Well, I don't know about
Sorry, Kyle.
But seriously, this is a really good turkey hunt. So it involved, for starters, getting invited to go hunt like a nice ranch in Osceola County.
Bless you, Kyle.
So
that's my boot.
Is that a gobble?
No, it's my rubber boots.
All right, so got invited, and then you know, like day you get down there was a day to like just go drive around the ranch and like look around, scout. But so there was like there was several people there. It was probably 7 or 8 of us, and then. Like, it was groups of 2 going and just doing what we were doing. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, everyone's just looking at shit. And it's big enough to where it's like, you might not even all be looking at the same stuff. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Or whatever, however it went. So, we did it all day long or whatever. And then we kicked back around to this one spot. And there's, like, a nice pasture and, like, 2 of the guys, like, that were there also sitting there watching. And then, of all day long riding around, like, we were sitting, like, right where we were sitting when we ran into them. And, like, that thing looked pretty nice, like, that area. And then, and I don't remember how it all worked out, but I just remember them being like, you guys can go hunt there if you want tomorrow morning, right? So, there was no turkeys or nothing like that either. It was just, you know, like, I don't know. I don't know how it happened, but either way. So, the next morning, like, there was, like, a point of trees like this.
You have to explain it. Nobody can see that.
Yeah, I know.
It's at 90 degree?
Yeah, that's close to a 90, but it's not quite a 90. So, it was a little thing like this, and there was a road that, like, kind of ran right along it. And everything outside of that was like open pasture, and this was like an oak head is what it was, but like oak into like swamp, I would say. So, and then out in the field, like 200 yards or more, probably 250 yards, is like a big cypress head. So we went in that morning. I got dropped off, I got set up on like a tree, like out on that point. And then my uncle wheeled my wheelchair back behind, like, I don't know, 15 yards, I'm guessing, like, into, like, some bushes. And then he left. And then on the other side of that big cypress head, there was one random tree out in the field. And he went and sat on that random tree. And it started breaking daylight. And I'm sitting on the ground. I'm not in my wheelchair, so you got to kind of, like, picture what I'm fixing to tell you. Me sitting on the ground. So, breaks daylight, dude, I'm talking like 35 yards behind me, 2 start gobbling, like ridiculous too. So, and it like, so from the tree I was sitting on, it was like a little like swale, and then it like went to an elevated road right there. And I had one of those like, it was like the cheesiest little $5 foam decoy that you can like buy.
Funky chicken.
Dude, not even. It's just, dude, worse than the funky chicken.
One of those Walmart.
It's floating around in the bed of my truck still, I swear.
Oh, nice.
And so.
It still looks the same.
Yeah, it still looks the same. So, I'm sitting there, and I'm just like, I got my gun across my lap, and these things are like gobbling right here. I'm like, oh my God. And I, all of a sudden, like, whatever fly down time or whatever it is, you know, like, I'm sitting there, and I hear leaves behind me. I don't hear them fly or nothing like that. I just hear, like, the leaves, like, of a turkey hitting the ground. Not like walking through it, like of that sound. And I'm just like this. So I'm like, I got my gun across my lap and I'm sitting on the base of the tree with my feet out in front of me like this. And I'm like this.
Again, how daylight is it right now?
It's like daylight enough to where it's.
It's pretty bright.
Yeah, like totally enough to see.
So they didn't pitch down to like, yeah.
I'm on a tree that's like that big around too. It ain't like an oak like this. It's like an oak like this.
How big is that?
10-inch oak.
Oh, yeah, so, yeah, 10 basketball. 10-inch oak, basketball oak.
Volleyball, yeah.
So, I'm sitting on that, and, like, so now I'm, like, relying on my, like, hearing behind me, and, like, I start hearing them walk, and, like, I hear, like, to my right, and all I start hearing is drumming, and, like,
oh,
strutting, and, like,
could
stuff
you feel
like
it? Could you feel the drum?
Dude, it's, like, it gets, so, like, I go like this, like, so I'm like, leaned against a tree, and I, like, I hear the one coming around to my right, and, like, I go like this, and, like, I get, like, right here, and I see a turkey coming in full strut.
Like, so you're, like, looking basically at your shoulder.
I'm looking, like, over my shoulder at, like, 10 yards, I would say. I feel like I'm
dude, that's the worst angle to look at stuff from, too. I hate that, because it strains your eyes so bad.
Oh, dude.
He's, like, so, right there strutting. All right,
so if anyone's ever felt, like, the feeling of like, when you're in a hunting situation and your nuts or your fucking eyes go nuts. And fucking, yeah. Yeah, dude. My eyes are going apeshit in this scenario. So here's what happened. So I'm leaning to my right, and I'm watching this turkey, like, over my shoulder come strutting in. And, dude, before I get, like, locked in on that thing, dude, I immediately hear another one on my left-hand side, and it's literally in full strut, sweeping around 4 feet in front of me to, like, right there. And I'm just wow. like this, and I'm looking back this way through
like
the same exact...
Like a scarecrow just laying limp, dude, against this tree.
Through the same exact, like... awkward angle of looking over your shoulder. Now I'm looking back the other direction.
Oh yeah, your eyes hate
dude.
You.
Oh dude, I'm just like going retarded in my mind. Like that's just all that's happening. Seriously, like, dude, and I just laid there. Like seriously, I did. I just like laid there.
Freaking
dude. They both work their way out to my decoy.
Uh huh.
And like I'm sitting there
your
like
$5 decoy. They're out there checking correct. It out.
So I'm sitting there like this, and like. The only shot that I could do was left-handed.
So I jumped straight up.
So I just jumped straight up. Boom! I rocked the one. I'm like, oh, yeah. And freaking get it. And, like, the other one, like, whatever, doing this shit around there. And, like, I'm like, oh, my God. Should I shoot this thing, too? Like, I'm like, ah, no. And, like...
Your adrenaline's gone.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, I don't shoot it. And, like, it sits there and, like, dicks around on, like, on the other turkey and the decoy and, like, whatever. It goes walking off straight to the cypress head and, like, disappears into the cypress head. And I'm like, please let my uncle shoot that thing. And, dude, I'm not sitting there for another 10 minutes and I hear, boom, over there. And he
no
shoots
way.
It. Yeah, and he
that's
shoots it.
That's awesome.
Dude.
That's awesome.
That's my best turkey experience.
That's cool, man.
Yeah.
Uncle Mike.
Uncle Mike got it.
Attaboy.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And then another guy got one.
So, okay. So, does that tell you, like, they're freaking pea-brained or what, though? Like,
oh, dude, exactly.
You know?
They are so pea-brained.
Like that's what frustrates me about turkeys, dude. They're not that freaking smart.
Dude, you overcomplicate.
They're not that smart. Everybody overcomplicates it.
Yeah. But that's why I say get out there and go get one if it's so easy.
They are stupid, but they're just very cognizant of their surroundings.
They have really good eyesight.
They're paranoid, dude. Yeah.
Like, a turkey can't... I've seen turkeys not being able to figure out how to cross a barbed wire fence, 3-strand, 4-strand. When he could have either jumped through the middle of it, went under it, or flew over it, and three of them went back and forth, and I watched
them. Oh, dude, they're so dumb.
And I was like, this is what beat me this weekend, is this bird right here. I can't figure out a fence, and it beat me.
And you're pissed off about it.
Yeah.
But, all right, how often do you think you guys are set up, right, and you're doing stuff, and it feels like it's perfect? Do you guys ever think about the fact that they're so freaking keen, their sight, and they see something that's just a little bit off, and they just turn around and leave?
Yeah.
They eat ticks in the grass.
I have that.
The fact that they can see them and just pick them up and just gobble them.
I have
in the grass. Yep.
What you're talking about on video to like a point proven type thing of like
that they can see
their
something.
Capabilities.
Right.
And I can explain it to you.
Okay, let's hear it.
So, it's me and my brother sitting in like farm equipment on like a specific turkey that we were trying to shoot. Literally, there was a specific turkey. And you knew him because he had, like, one wing feather that, like, stuck straight out of his body.
Right.
Of, like, when you seen him.
Yep.
It was one wing feather. It was just like...
The old sidewinder.
Dude. And he was... Anytime you saw the thing, dude, gone. That's what he would... He wouldn't even hang out. He would be gone. I swear. That's how he was about shit. funny story is about, I'll give you a little how the story ends type thing, is we think we seen him again the other day.
So he's smart, man.
Dude, I'm telling you, it's unbelievable.
That's awesome.
So we're sitting in the equipment. I have my gun laid up on a like I-beam of the thing, aiming where I expect him to like channel through Titus, right?
Right.
Not moving at all. My brother behind me with it on video. This thing walks from probably 400 yards across an open field that I'm talking the grass is 3 inches high.
Right.
And he comes, and here he comes. And he's walking in, and he's walking in, and he's walking in, and starts getting to be closing time. So we're just sitting there rock steady, not moving. It's just like waiting for him to get into the like shooting range spot. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Which is, this is where I would say I learned a lesson, which is point your gun at the turkey and like follow him in. But that's movement too, you know? So I'm thinking I'm going to get it to where I feel comfortable hitting this thing.
He's going to cross the bead.
Right.
So.
Gobble?
Yes. So, which is probably 45 yards too, I'd say. And then he gets to like 60. Dude, I'm talking, he was just walking in, just doing that stuff. Due to a whoop, straight up, he's something he doesn't like, spins a 180, and just starts going. And I'm like, oh my God, are you kidding me? Am I really, like, what? And like, all I did was this. Like, I did a quick movement left, and dude, he was like, as soon as I started moving, he started running.
Wow.
It was unbelievable.
They notice. I think there's a...
And you saw another... Like, isn't that wild, though? Like...
Yeah, it's wild.
That instinct.
And I don't think you can explain exactly, like, what, like, I experienced. Like...
I think I could.
Oh, it's tough. Yeah.
So, I think turkeys notice things that are different.
Oh, for sure.
Have you ever seen... There's a DVD called My Life as a Turkey.
Yes, I've watched it. Yeah.
I've never seen that.
It's a guy that pretty much... he raises a turkey.
Raise a clutch.
Clutch, yep.
Yeah.
And he kind of goes through the life cycle of them. And he said...
He grows up with them.
Yeah, he said he walked through the woods and they would pick out things in the woods that you never saw.
Yeah.
So last weekend, my girlfriend, I took her turkey hunting, and you heard the story. And I had her call in a turkey, and long story short, she got attacked by a raccoon in the dark. It was...
Hold on. No short story. Let's hear the story.
So we get set up. The first morning we walk in, spooked a bunch of birds off the roost. I had one come behind me, and I just couldn't. I was in a situation like Craig, but I couldn't capitalize on it, where he came behind me, and I couldn't turn around and do that.
Oh, in what sense?
He was in the tall grass. I thought he was going to cross the bead to the same
thing. Oh, right. Yep. I've had it happen with deer and stuff, too.
Yeah, it's just... You got to take opportunities when you get them, I guess.
Yeah, that's right.
But,
Shoot TSS and you can hit him at 98 yards.
Yeah, so I had her set up in the morning real early, and next morning at like 4 in the morning, 5 in the morning, we get set up, and I hear a raccoon coming through the bushes, scraggling through the leaves, and I hear, she's like, what's that? I'm like, it's a raccoon, just sit down, it ain't going to bother you. And next thing you know, I couldn't tell the difference between that and a 900-pound grizzly bear. It came barreling through the bushes, growling, trying to bite her, and she's screaming, hitting it with her gun. And long story short, I ended up shooting the thing. And she thought we were done. I'm like, no, I just sit here. We had a long walk. A couple hours later, hens come by with a long beard, and that raccoon was dead in the trailer room, but it was on the side, and they noticed it, and it spooked them. They didn't run away, but they knew something was different, and they didn't like it, and they just turned around. And I tried to shoot and missed.
Wait, you tried to shoot? Or you tried to shoot, meaning no, you shot and you
I
missed?
I shot and missed. But I had a 410. Okay. I fired a 12 gauge. I probably would have smoked.
Oh, dude, you showed me that pattern. What are you shooting with that 410? What is that?
It was Apex. I got it. It's like their small batch blend. I think it's like 7.5-10 shot. Just an old Mossberg with a fixed factory choke.
Do you think a different choke would make a difference?
Do I what?
Think a different choke would help?
It's a fixed full choke. I'd have to get it.
No, like, Mossberg makes a TSS specific. You're shooting the TSS stuff, right?
No, I'm shooting Apex. It's called Apex Ammunition.
It's not tungsten?
It is tungsten, but it's made by Apex. It's a different ammo manufacturer.
Don't they all call it TSS?
Yeah, it is TSS.
Tungsten something shot.
Tungsten super shot.
Super shot.
That's right. That's
right. Yeah, that's freaking wild, though.
But it holds a good pattern. It just, I shot it after and forgot that it shot low to the right.
So, do you think that they saw that raccoon and they're like, something's not right?
Yeah, I think they absolutely did. I think they saw something new and they didn't like it. Because like Craig was saying, sitting in the farming equipment, they knew something was up. So, I mean, you got to still have good camo and blend in. Or, you know, you put a blind out there the day before they fly down, they're going to be a little spooked.
Right.
That's what I think.
Could you imagine hunting turkeys if they could smell?
You wouldn't be able to kill them.
I don't think so either.
That's what they say.
Do you think you could?
Maybe with a helicopter.
I mean, think about it, though. What it would come down to is you'd have to hunt the same pinch points and play the wind, like just like a deer. I mean, other than sight, I think a mature buck is as smart as a turkey, and they can smell.
I think a mature buck is smarter than a turkey.
No, I'm talking about all, like, the keenness that you talked about. Like, even trail cameras.
Oh, yeah.
I think a mature buck sees it, and he's like, eh. Like, I'm either going to tolerate it or I'm not.
I have a video one out here from 2 years ago, big buck right here. It's probably 115, 110-inch deer. And he came running in, and I had it on the video mode. And he saw the camera, and it stopped him in his tracks. It was like he saw a car, stopped, looked at it, and slowly turned around and walked away. Saw the camera and knew what it was. Knew something was different.
Right. I don't think they know what it is, but they don't like it.
No,
like,
it's something new.
And they're not. And then some of these buck, they never walk past it again.
How many bucks?
Some of them.
Yeah.
Because obviously people get pictures of nice bucks over and over, but how many people do you know? And I bet yourself included, you get a nice picture one time, and then never again. You're like, what the heck? What?
Squirrel.
Jeez, dude, about jumped out of my skin. Ugh.
The land of the Hebes.
I'm telling you. I wish we could paint a picture of, like, no phone would ever capture the moon and all that ambient light. It's like 360 around us. It's
sitting in a palm hammock.
All palm trees. And pine trees.
Reminds me of a good song.
Now, it's palm trees and pine trees.
I should have been an auctioneer.
But unless an airplane flies over, like, there is nothing. There's not a single light except for the moon and the campfire.
That's pretty true, actually, huh?
It's crazy. It's amazing. You can't put a price tag on that kind of, like, freedom. And it's literally free to be out. Dude, how much of those hikers we ran into today, what do they got to pay to be out here?
Nothing.
Probably nothing. Management.
Nothing.
Management.
And then guess what?
They should have to pay a management
staff. Do they, though?
I don't know.
Some places make you pay it to go in, but...
They should do it, man. Dude, I had... So today I was hunting, right? And I'm like doing all this, looking around, I'm calling, I'm trying to locate, yada, yada, yada. And at one point I see something on the burn strip, right? And it's like sandy there. And I'm like, what is that? And so I crept around and I swung out through a bunch of thick stuff and then edged back out into this burn road. And sure enough, it was a hen. So I got back into the thick stuff and I like tiptoed through, you know, I'm scared of snakes. I got low ankle boots on.
You guys want another soda?
Sure.
I'm good.
And I snuck in, I sat down, right? And I set up. I set the chair. Kyle will give it back to me. It's so comfy.
Oh, I got chiggers from it.
Little Helinox chair pops together. It's really light. So I'm sitting there.
Should have been an auctioneer.
Yo, these freaking, these three horses
yes.
come walking down through. And I'm like, what in the world? So, you know, I was trying to be quiet and tucked back in. I'm not looking the whole time, but like evidently they spooked that turkey away. And well, crazy thing though, none of the ladies riding the horses saw me. I was brushed in, you know, I had my face mask up. And the last horse, it like flipped its head over and it looked at me. And he was like, he was about to like buck, you know, he was like Hebes, but he was following the other two in front of him. And they had no idea that I was there, you know. But yeah. I don't know, man. That's
what are we supposed to do in that situation as hunters? announce ourselves?
I didn't know what to do.
Arrival?
They came up.
Damn.
I know, but you don't want to start. You didn't want to startle the horse, you know. And by the time they were there, they were boom. But what I was saying is, like, do they pay a permit fee? Because they're not even supposed to be in here. It's a limited hunt, you know.
I don't know what they do.
Well, I think they're part of a club.
We better not be paying for their damn land.
Well, we're paying for their land here, Pappy.
I don't know how that works.
They're,
but I can tell you in Pennsylvania, right?
No, they should have to pay.
People with horses want to be able to ride the state forests and game lands, whatever.
They're also part of these, like...
they don't make them pay.
They're part of,
nothing.
Like... what the hell would you even call them things? Organizations?
Yeah, clubs.
Clubs, there you go. And, like, I don't know if those clubs...
I was wondering if my nose is stuffing the fire switch directions.
I'm going
to move myself over here. Yeah.
So who's we can see really well.
Who's killing a bird tomorrow? That's the real question.
Not me.
God. I'm going to just go out there and meander around. See what happens. See what's in store. What's... Yeah.
I think the spot that we found tonight is a spot that you listen in the morning, and if you don't hear anything, go around where there's some tracks, find a little bit of a spot you can set up, and just... be patient.
I usually say because, to myself, I think I'll know tomorrow.
I know. I mean, if there's as many birds as I imagine back here, like, they sure weren't talking where I was at today. I'll tell you that. I covered some ground. I did a big grid. So you imagine, like, every direction beyond, you know, either side of that grid.
Do you think there's at least 12 gobblers that we're working with?
I'd say so. The only problem is here, you don't see tracks unless it's on the fire break. So if they don't walk the fire breaks, you don't know they're there.
Well, that's true.
Because it's all, I mean, it's grass, and I mean, you can find droppings.
Man, I think I know
where
I
was. Well, the sand where I was at was so hard to see. You know, where we were scouting today, you could see some wetter stuff. But that's what I was saying, too, with the wetter ground, right? That's when I was talking to Pinhoti Project. You know, he was saying, find the fresh green stuff that they're going to forage on. And where I was at, it was a little higher elevation. Just a touch. We're at sea level. But what is it? Probably like 2 feet?
I think.
A foot?
Yeah, I don't know. It's low.
It's like hardly any change, though. And that makes a difference in how much moisture is in the ground here.
I think I found them. I swear. I think I know where they're at.
Just looking at Onyx, there he is.
I think so.
So you are going to kill tomorrow?
No. Hell no. I just can't say that type of stuff. Because then if it doesn't happen, then I said I did, and then it doesn't happen. It's just not good.
It's not good.
But.
What are we going to do? Brush you in first thing in the morning?
No. I was going to.
What's the strategy?
What do you guys feel like doing? Yeah.
I think we get you brushed in.
Set you up with some.
Some decoys. Palmettos all around you.
Me?
Yeah. Yep. Yep. And then me and Kyle are going to do some running and gunning, and we're going to figure out where the heck they're at.
Oh, yeah, we can do that. That's fine. But how do you guys feel like doing it? You want me to go to a totally new spot with you guys?
No, where you saw the buzzard.
Whatever you want
to
do.
Yeah, that's where I'm... That's kind of the thing.
You're going to the buzzard
spot. You
guys
want to see the plan?
That's definitely the buzzard spot.
Sure. Go to the buzzard hole.
Kyle, I think you're going to like this.
I like it all already.
All right, here we go. Ready?
Watch my mic there.
I think... Oh, God, that's my beard. Or my soda.
At least you got the tough... commercial fishing boots on.
Yeah,
exactly. I'm on my mic there. Got that, what'd you call it, a soda? Beer?
My mic's so hot. All right, yeah. Beer, soda, Tommy, oh, God.
Did you find it there?
Yeah.
He dropped the point, Kyle.
I haven't done that part yet.
Is it the hammer hole?
I think so.
What'd you think of all the gators?
Too many, man.
Yeah.
How many you think we saw in this short stretch? 40?
Yeah. There's usually more than that, though. That stretch, usually you could walk across them.
That's crazy.
You couldn't swim across them, but you could walk across them.
All right. Well, I'm going to wrap this little podcast up that we did here. You guys got any closing remarks?
No.
If you feel like going hunting, go hunting.
Yeah, keep at it.
One more thing. We're shooting Jake's tomorrow.
Yeah.
I probably won't.
I will.
Not on
purpose.
If I
see one, I'm going to shoot the
bird. Don't tempt me with a good time. All right, over and out.